Bar Halacha and Chagas Aldovas Thursday night or Lutes Shabbat. So we know there's an idea of benching Goymo for the four things that Chazal enumerate: Holchem Midborius, Chola, Beis Asurim, Yoredei Hayom. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains in Siman Reish Yutes that what you have on one side of the coin, our lives are a constant nace, and everything that happens is a nace. And for that we say in our tefillos, Al Chayinun Sum V'Yodecha, V'Al Nishmol Senov Kudos Loch, V'Al Nisecha Shebuchol Yimimonu, V'Al Niflol Secha, V'Tavol Secha Shebuchol Eis. So for that, there was no kviyos of a specific bracha, except maybe if you count Birchos HaShachar in that. So that's on one side of the coin. On the other side, you have a nace, which is a nace like Nisei Mitzrayim, what we call Chutz L'Tava, and that's Baruch Shasun Li Nace, B'Mokom Hazeh. And that's the Reish Yud Ches. Birchos HaGomel is sort of in the middle, where it's not, obviously nothing happened that's Chutz Miteva. The Teva would get you through this thing. On the other hand, there's a good chance that the Teva won't get you through the thing either. So you're like Omeid B'Mishpat. So that, the Kaveya Bracha, when there's a special Hatova, because it could go either way, so then we say HaGomel HaYovim Tovo Shekmalani Kol Tov. On one hand, it's normal. On the other hand, the other way is also normal. If Chas V'Shalom something, if it didn't work out, it's also normal. So that they will kavei a bracha for. Under Bar Mitzvah, a boy does not say it, and the father does not say it for a son. Many people under the impression that yes, there is such a shita, but it's very clearly nidche from halacha. Under Bar Mitzvah is rather not even the chayovim, because he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Adirabba, the question is why under 20 do you say it? Since we're dealing l'chora with a din shemayim, so l'chora under 20 also shouldn't say it. That's a kasha. There's terutzim, but al kaponim certainly under bar mitzvah doesn't say it, nor does the father say it, so to speak, for him. Okay, we're in Chavis Halvavis now. We're in Shara Avas Hashem, and he describes in Perek Revi that there's different levels of Avas Hashem in the sense of what it overcomes, what it ignores, so to speak. It's stronger than the Abba a person has for his money. It could be to the extreme, the money in Shulchan Aruch, that rather than be over alive, you have to give up all of your money. So that is an expression of Abba Hashem, b'chol miyodecha, or lesser extremes, if you spend money on stocker, spend money on gvilus chasodim, and so on and so forth, or comfort. But the highest peak is obvious, is to give up your life. And the Chavis Halavos holds, and I was thinking to myself, this is, well, let's see, he says that is the kamoha, that level of giving up your life, the adargo hel yoyna mi dargo sadas Hashem, lo titokein mi kol odom, it really is too much to expect from a person. Lemisha hi lamalam ene yecholus anushiyus. It goes against his very nature, self-preservation, the sense of self. When all those other, when we find people, let's say, give up their lives in service of their country, or suicide bombers that give up their lives for evil, so there it's almost always, it is always, not almost, Bukhara, there it is. It is a selfishness of something that they are gaining out of it. Maybe the cover they'll get after Misa is worth it, or they're promised a great reward. But when a Jew is Moser Nefesh, itaka has to be with the idea, with the understanding, with the emotion that Avos Hashem is overcoming all other Avos, and that's more important than anything else. It's not if it's because of the Schar and Gan Eden, then in the Chanami, it's not the pure Avos Hashem of which he talks. So he's talking about doing it like totally, like everybody, I'm sure most people have read what Rav Ochanan said to his Talmidim before they were killed al Kiddush Hashem, that you shouldn't have any machshavos that passel the selfless act. So the Chavis Halvavos says it's really impossible to do, and you find it only by Yechidei Segula. B'chol zman sh'timotzei b'yechidei Segula b'bnei Adam, and when you do find it by Yechidei Segula, Einu Ella be'ezer Hashem Yisraimim v'yasad alehem. There's a special siyata d'shmaya because it's really superhuman. Shehinchilam, that Hashem gives them nitzachon shlo yisgaber ha'yetzer alehem. Now, Gemul, and it's a schar, hishtadlusam ba'avodoso v'kiyumam mitzvos toroso. It's like a schar, because they are mishtadel, because they try, because they work on it, because they want to have that madrega. So Hashem sort of lifts them over the kav and gives it to them. Now, although this was written in the year like a thousand years ago, certainly he was aware of all the people that died on Kiddush Hashem, Romans and the Gezeros of the Romans, and certainly even the Hamoinam, regular people. Certainly later in history, in the last 1,000 years, the whole Kehilos were killed on Kiddush Hashem rather than undergoing baptism, rather than undergoing conversion. They got on Kiddush Hashem. So it's a little puzzling, this idea that you only find it in Yechidei Segula. So that with an Ezer Hashem, so good, everybody can have an Ezer Hashem, but he says only if you hear the school. So like, what about, so I'm saying it was written 1,000 years ago, but certainly even up to that point in history, many, many, many Stam people from the Hamoin died on Kiddush Hashem. Now the Tanya discusses this point, and also sort of admits and says that it's really impossible, it's L'mala Menateva. But the Tanya says that because it's so against one's sense of self, and it really is impossible, so you're tapping into the neshama being an echelik aloka mimal. You're really tapping into the part of the neshama that's not even, it's sort of not you, it's sort of Hashem. And you're tapping, and every Jew has that. And he says that's why even Jews who are not so committed in their personal lives as they go through regular life, but when it comes to dying on Kiddush Hashem, you do find the serious nefesh. So I'm not sure the Chavis HaLodos, so you could say it's purity and other people do it because of the Schar of Gan Eden, but why say that about people? I mean, he has no rayas, but he says it's only by Yechidei Segula who have a special Ezer Hashem. So I don't know Tzorichi and how he looked at all the thousands and thousands of people who died on Kiddush Hashem at the hands of the Romans, in Beitar, by Churban. Maybe he didn't see that as Mesiras Nefesh. Maybe I don't know Tzorichi. Maybe by Sunday I'll have an answer.